Shvuos, Perek Gimel Mishna Vov. Nishba levatel as ha-mitzvah, v'loy bitel. If he's nishba levatel as ha-mitzvah, for instance, he makes a shvua that he's not going to eat matzah the first night of Pesach, or he's not going to eat in the sukkah the first night of Sukkot. V'loy bitel, let's say he's not mevatel. Potter, now this is a very interesting lashon. Potter l'chayr means that he's not over the shvua. Pasha, what that means is that the shvua wasn't chal. Like we said, nishba levatel as ha-mitzvah. We mentioned before, the shvua is not chal. Now what this means is that the shvua is not chal, it's not a shvua's bitui. However, there's a pasha of a shvua that's meaningless, fruitless, and since he makes it as a shvua, that's a lava of loisishov b'shmi, not loisishov b'shmi la'shoke, of loisisa shem Hashem la'shov. It's a shvua shov, because it's meaningless. A person could be nishba on a tree that it's a tree. Shkayach, that's a shvua shov. A person could also be nishba on a tree that it's a stone. That's also shov, because it's self-evident. The shvua is frivolous, it's meaningless. Over here as well, when he makes a shvua levatel ha-mitzvah, since it's an impossibility, because the Torah said nishtazoi, so now the shvua is an impossibility, he's over on the lav of shvua shov. The Gemara says this, the Rav points this out right away. The next thing the Mishnah says is lekayim. Let's say he's nishba lekayim is hamitzvah. He's nishba something that he has to do. It's self-evident that he's going to do it. He's nishba that he will eat matzah. V'lekayim. And he's not lekayim. That means he doesn't eat matzah. So he was mevatel mitzvah say of matzah. That's for starters. What about klapi the shvur? Being mevatel mitzvah say there's no carbon. Is he chayv a carbon or not? Potter. Now this potter needs a little bit of commentary. So first, why is he potter? We would say because he's being nishba on something that's self-evident. So it's frivolous. It's all HOA. I have to eat matzah. Shkoyach. Of course you have to eat matzah the first night of Pesach. So the truth of the matter is that that's not true. The Rishonim explained in Darim Dav Ches and also over here in Shavuos Dav Chofei that Be'etzim the Shavuos is accomplishing something. Because a person is mechuyev to do a mitzvah, fine. But when he makes a shvua gives a koyach, gives a shtup. So the shvua is not lashov. He's mechayev himself. Gives an extra impetus to doing the mitzvah. And he'll do the mitzvah quicker with more zrizos. If the shvua is not bechinom, so then it's a shvua that's chal. So now the question is, if the shvua is chal, it's not a shvua shov, why is he takapotri? L'maisi he was mechayev. Now this is the psak of the Chachomim. And the Mishnah says that the Nusach is not a common Nusach. It's unusual to find this type of Lashon in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says there's a Deir Chalakis. Instead of bringing down the Reb Yudim and Mesehu's Cholik, it says like this. Shehoye bedin sheye chayiv. We could hear in Svorah that you should be chayiv. Kediv Reb Yudim and Mesehu. Reb Yudim and Mesehu holds b'chiyai gavna. V'iz nishba. To eat matzah and he doesn't eat matzah. He was mevatel mitzvah matzah, yes. But also he's mechuyiv on a carbon shvua. And it would be possible in Svara to hear this, and the Maskana is taken not like the Svara. So first, before we fill out more information over here, let's read the Lashon of the Mishnah. What was Rabbi Yudim Ben Maseir's Svara? Om Rabbi Yudim Ben Maseir, Mayim HaRishus, Sheni Mushbali HaMiyasinai, Madoch, something which is completely arbitrary. He should eat lunch, he shouldn't eat lunch. No mitzvah to eat lunch. There's no mitzvah to skip lunch. No, there it's a skip lunch. So a person wants to make a shvua that he will eat lunch or he won't eat lunch. It's completely dvar rishus. If a rishus sheni mushbalei mi'asina, there's no precedent. The Torah doesn't give you instructions of whether to eat lunch or not. Harehu chayiv. The Torah gives a person a koyach with a shvua to create iser or heter on this maisa, even though it's completely man-made mitzvah, something which is a mitzvah shu mushbalei mi'asinai. Something which he's mushba, he's mechuyev to do for Ma'as Sinai. That should be easier. He's not creating a new invention. Ain't it did? Kal v'chaymer. She chayev aleo. They should be chayev. The shvur should be chal. Omer lo l'chacham say no. Loi. Im amarto b'shvur se rishus. She ken also bo lav kehen. The prototype of the Torah is lahora or lahetiv. Lahora lahetiv, even if we're not learning it out, there has to be mamish lahora lahetiv, which was the discussion that we had in the previous Mishnah. But Einzach state, yeah. Lahara Lahetiv means that every single thing that a person can make a shvur, he has to be able to do the flip side. Achal Oichel, loy oichel. Whether ochalti, loy ochalti, that's the machlokes of kivin and bishmol. But oichel or loy oichel, ishan or loy ishan. Mashenke with a mitzvah, to eat matzah, is possible to make a shvua, but it's impossible to make a shvua that he's not going to eat matzah. That's shvua shov, that's nishbalavatel samitzvah. Everybody agrees to that. So Yehuda ben Beseira is saying that it's easier to make a shvua in Dvar Shus, Chacham said, but it doesn't fit in the pasuk. The pasuk says that a shvua has to be something that has lahor lahetiv. This doesn't have that. There is no also balav kehen. Toima b'shvuas mitzvah shalei also balav kehen. There's no lav kehen over here. Shem nish balavatel v'lebitel potter. If he's nish balavatel and he wasn't a vatel potter. So this is the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and the Chacham. Now it's important to point out that the discussion over here about nish balakayim is a mitzvah where he's taka giving himself an extra shtup to taka do rotzna Hashem. Whether the shvuas chalna is machlokes. This is only machlokes by nishba lekayim sa mitzvah mitzvah say tefillin matzah mezuzah lulav. What about a nishba not to eat nevela? So again, he's doing the right thing, very admirable. He's backing up, not being over on a loisa say that I have a loisa not to eat a nevela. Is the shvua chal? And then besides for being over on the lav, he'll be chayav a carbon or vice versa. The answer is no. Rishonim say, because enisachal lisa. It's also already. By nishba lekayim es hamitzvah, there's no enisachal lisa, because it's not chal on an isa. He's telling him to do something. A mitzvah say is not a dvar isa, that something can't be chal on it. It's a tzivut to do something. So something that you have to do anyways, you can make another ma'isa shvua to be mechayiv yourself from another place. That, yeah, but something that's also can't become more also. That is a davar muskil. That being said, let's go to one prat that is a major machlokes Rishonim. We don't pass like Rudy Mamasari. We hold that an Ishba Lakayim is a mitzvah is potter from a carbon. According to many Rishonim, this is not only a pattern of carbon. The pshat is like we use the lashon, the shvua is not chal. This is the sheet of Rashi, the Ramban, the Meiri, it sounds that way from the Rambam. Other Rishonim argue, famously the one who's Meirich on it is a Ramban with a Balamor. To Ran also in the Dorm Davches, that Nishba Lekayim es HaMitzvah, to eat matzah, it might not be Chal with a carbon, that's why the Mishnah says Potter, but Avada, the Shvua is Chal, Klape Alav of Bal Yachal. And this really goes to the Akdoma that we gave in Mishnah Aleph, where there's two Parsha of Shvuas. There's a Parsha of where a person can create on himself a Cheftza Disura, or a person could Asur himself, or he could create on himself a mechayev called a shvua, and it's a gavra, a choyvas gavra. And then there's a parasha where the shvua is mechayev, because the shvua is namiti Hashem Hashem, and that parasha is shayach to parasha's korbonis in parasha vayikra. It's not shayach to parasha's matos. Because of that, these rishonim, the Balamor and the Ran, hold that lo yachal dvoroi. We don't have a limitation over there of nishba lekayim es hamitzvah. Yeah, let the shvua be chal. The Torah says when a person makes a shvua that he's going to do X, Y, Z, he's mechuyev to do X, Y, Z. That's true even if he was nishba to put on tefillin, take a lulav, eat matzah. What don't you have? There's a miut, lahara lehetiv, that has to fit that prototype. It doesn't fit into Pashas Karbonis of shvua. If he was a shoygeg and he was over, he won't be mechuyev a carbon. Fine, but a malchus there will be. So again, that's a major machlokes Rishonim, is the din lahara lehetiv megala. Also that the shvua is not chal at all. There is one shita, a shita mechudeshes, that shvua lekayim es hamitzvah is taka not chal. The question that we asked, if it's not chal, it should be a shvua shov, like a nishba levatel hamitzvah. The answer is that it's not shvua shov, because he is giving himself a shtup to be mekayim the mitzvah. It might not be chal, but the shvua is not meaningless. It did does give him an extra shtup. The Ran speaks out in Dorm Daf Ches, even if it doesn't give him a shtup, but Loisa, even if it's not Chal, it does give him an extra push. So it's not a Shvua Shov. The Meiri is Mechadish, both in the Dorm Daf Ches and over here in Shvua Daf Chofei, Dovim Mechudish. Normal Shvua Shov is the Shvua has to be meaningless Bishas Asiyosoi. Any Shvua which Bishas Maisa is something that, oh, he's Taka saying something that needs affirmation and only needs Barah later on, that could be a Shvua Sheker. Let's say his nishba, he doesn't owe $100. It turned out he does owe $100. Fine, that's a shvua shek. It's not a shvua shov. Shvov means that b'shas maisa, it's meaningless. Says the Meiri, if he makes a shvur that he's going to eat matzah, and then later on he doesn't eat matzah, it turns into a shvur shav. It's a very, very big chiddush that you could have shvur shav shaloi b'shas hasiyas hashvur. But that's the shita of the Meiri. Mishnah Zayin. Shvur shaloi echal kikazu. Shvur shaloi echlenu. We just had in the previous Mishnah that there is no korban shvur on a nishba lakayim samitzu, whether the shvur is chal or not, b'sos machlek sushayim, but the shvur cannot, does not have parshas korbonos of shvur, of oil of yerin in parshas vayikra. What happens if somebody is nishba on something that he made a shvur? That means it's not a mitzvah in the Torah, it's something that he already made a shvur. It's also meaningless because he has the shvur already, but it's not meaningless because of the Torah, it's meaningless because of his own previously made shvur. Shvur shalaychal kikazu, shvur shalaychlan, he says the shvur twice. Shvur shalaychlan, he says it a third time even. V'achol, and then he eats it. Enichai v'lachas. The second shvurs cannot be chal on the first, number two and number three, because ain't shvur chal al shvur. It's like ain't shvur listen. Zuhi, the Mishnah says, this is a case, or the case, of Shvuas Bitu Shechayovin al Zdoino Makis. This is Shvuas Bitu. He's Chayiv on the Malki. He's Chayiv if he does it b'mezid Makis. V'ashigigos v'karbon oil v'yerid. What he means to say is this is Shvuas Bitu. We're going to have, like we said, besides for Shvuas Bitu, the Shvuas Shov and Shvuas Sheker. That's not characteristic of Shvuas Bitu. Shvuas Shov, Chayovin al Zdoino Makis v'ashigigos v'potiv. A person makes a Shvuas Shov. Even if he does a b'shoigig, he didn't have a b'shoigig, but there is no carbon shvur. Carbon shvur is on the shvur's bitui, which assers lahara lehetiv, and he was over on the shvur. Shvur shov is a lav. Shvur sheker the same. Shvur sheker will have, insofar as dinim momlis is concerned, also has a carbon elevated. But shvur shov certainly has no din on the shoigig. That's what the Mishnah is bearing lies. We just mentioned a fascinating thing. The lashon of the Mishnah before, the shvur shaloichal kikazu. The Mishnah doesn't say that he made another shvur shaloichal kikazu. Shvur shaloichal kikazu loyoichlena. Shvur shaloichlena. Why didn't the Mishnah just say the same lashon three times? So the Gemara learns up. The Gemara daf chavov. That's only if he said it this way. Shaloichal kikazu, and then he said oichlena, loyoichlena, loyoichlena. That's when it would be only chay v'achas. Masha'enken, if he said it in the tzura hafucha, he first said shaloichlena. And then he says, Shaloichal kikazu, and then he eats the whole thing, and can be chayv two shvuas. Why? He might say something very interesting. When he says, Loichleno, Oichleno means, I shall not eat it. It, pashtus, means the entirety. I will not eat the whole kikar. So if he eats half of it, he's okay. It wasn't over the shvuah. The shvuah is on finishing it off, eating the whole thing. Then when he says, Shaloichal kikazu, what it means is that he's not going to do a maisa achila from this kikar, even if he only eats part of it. So the second shvur can be chal. It's not meaningless, it's not redundant, it's a separate shvur. So in order to point this out, bediktuk l'shoinois, that's why the Mishnah says it this way.